Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Cleanup is happening right now in some areas after severe weather brought down trees and caused damage. We'll check in with WRAL's Naya Harden in Warren County on the Virginia border, one of the hardest hit communities from the storm.
And now we are seeing sunshine across the viewing area. Coming up, I'll explain why we'll be cooler compared to yesterday.
And the future of abortion rights in North Carolina is at a crossroads. The push Governor Cooper is making to drum up support ahead of his expected veto of a 12-week ban. Plus.
Good point. Burns scores! A drive from the top of the circle.
Saw that a bunch in a short period of time. The Carolina Hurricanes bounced back in a big way in New Jersey. High-scoring night has them one win away from the next round. What a second period they had, condensed into a short period of time. Just a lot of goals there, and good news for the home team playing on the road. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're actually going to have the Stanley Cup
in-house.
Coming up at 9
Give
o'clock.
Your gloves?
I know. I got to get some gloves because you're not allowed to touch it. That's the big rule. You can't touch the cup. But really excited about that. Really excited about the Canes win. I'm really excited about the sunshine. It's a nice day.
Yeah, I'm going to take a stab at this. Peter Sherwood is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. The weather feels cooler now because that humidity is down, right?
The humidity is down. The sunshine is in. We have a high pressure system that is really influencing this beautiful weather that we are seeing already for this morning. This is a live look at Lake Gaston. And boy, if we showed this camera just moments ago, you would have saw there was already a boat out on the lake enjoying the pleasant conditions that we're seeing already for today. It's currently 59 degrees in Raleigh and Durham, 63 in Fayetteville. And when you look at the numbers and compare them to yesterday around this time, on average about 5 to 15 degrees cooler compared to yesterday morning. But temperatures are going to be cooler into the afternoon. That is going to make it feel amazing outside with sunshine and low humidity. We're heading to 72 for the lunch hour. I know there's still a lot of cleanup that needs to get done, especially in some of our eastern counties. 77 will be the afternoon high, and we'll have sunshine in place throughout the entire day. Coming up, I'm going to explain when we expect the dew points to increase, and it will feel a little bit uncomfortable outside again.
802 right now, Peter. Let's take a look at traffic in South Durham. I've been tracking a crash on 40 eastbound right around the 885 interchange. As we look at that camera at 55, it looks like eastbound traffic is flowing a little more freely. We're still measuring about a 7-minute delay overall between 15501 and 885. And as we zoom into that area, you can see the backup showing up on those sensor readings beginning around the 751 interchange through Fayetteville Road. But again, as close to that crash site is 55. We are seeing things improving a little bit. Some indication that maybe that's starting to clear up a little bit. 885 getting a little busier in both directions between I-40 and the 147 split. Also noticing some delays on 40 eastbound right around Highway 86 as you head through the Chapel Hill area. Taking a look at Raleigh, I have a report of a minor crash on inbound Glenwood Avenue right now between Lake Boone Trail and Oberlin Road. You can see those backups on that inbound side, that eastbound side coming in from 440 toward Glen Eden Drive, pretty slow through that Lake Boone Trail intersection as well. Allow some extra time through there. Looking around the rest of the triangle, some backups coming in from Wake Forest this morning on southbound Capitol Boulevard for the ride from 98 to 540. Right now, according to sensors, seeing a 12-minute delay. Looking a little better, though, in Knightdale on 87 southbound, about a 5-minute slowdown with congestion overall between Wendell Falls Parkway all the way out toward 440. And we're watching delays coming in from Apex on US 1 northbound, about a 3-minute delay overall. Most of that between 55 and the 64 Tryon Road interchange in Cary.
Thanks, Brian. People north and east of Raleigh are waking up to a big mess today after severe weather hit their communities hard. A powerful storm took down trees and caused some other damage, as you can see in this viewer video from near Rocky Mount. The storm dropped large hail also as it passed through. You can see that in video from Nash County. One of the places hit hardest, though, Warren County, up near the Virginia border. People are waking up to power outages, some downed trees. Schools are on a 2-hour delay right now. WRAL's Naya Harden has a look at the damage.
Several customers have their power back on, but nearly 80 customers are still without power. Take a look at why. We're seeing this all over this area here in Macon. You can see them, crews going up right now as they are trying to work on these power lines here. Take a look at that tree too there. You can see a big portion of that tree knocked down from that storm. This being a mess all over Macon here. We've noticed trees everywhere, down trees, also noticing some large limbs and branches as well. Even some business owners being affected here, saying that they had damage to their place. Macon Auto Sales says that glass was hit by the storm. The owner even telling us he found hail outside against the side of his building. This is going to still take some time to clean up. We'll keep you updated on the progress. Nia Harden, WREL News in Macon.
The future of abortion rights in North Carolina is on the line this week. Governor Roy Cooper is trying to sway at least one Republican to uphold his veto of a bill banning most abortions after 12 weeks. WREL's Laura Levine is live at the Legislative Building in downtown Raleigh with the governor's message this morning. Laura.
Michelle, good morning. Governor Cooper plans to veto this abortion bill on Saturday. Today, he's traveling to Wilmington. For a second day in a row, he will push Republican lawmakers to uphold their campaign promises. Get a look at this video from his visit yesterday in Davidson, just outside of Charlotte. The first stop on his campaign where supporters, patients, and doctors held a discussion. They talked about details of the bill and how it might affect women who need to terminate their pregnancy. Today, he will hold a similar meeting at Cape Fear Community College. This campaign is an effort to muster enough support to uphold his expected veto. And as the governor has said, all he needs is one lawmaker to flip their vote.
They don't have to answer to me. They have to answer to their constituents. I want to do this in the most effective way that can stop this legislation.
Today's event begins at 11:30 this morning, and we will have that event live streamed on WREL.com. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
And this is what else is in the abortion bill. It would require multiple in-person medical visits for people looking to get an abortion, and patients would need to give more personal information to doctors who then have to report it to the state. And doctors could be fined and or lose their license if they fail to comply with the law.
Writer E. Jean Carroll says she finally has her life back after the verdict against former President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, former President Trump says he will appeal the verdict that found he sexually abused Carroll. A federal jury in Manhattan awarded Carroll $5 million. The author claims Trump raped her in a department store dressing room in 1996. The jury did not find proof that a rape took place, but did hold him liable for sexual battery. In a video posted to Truth Social at 9 o'clock last night, Trump called the verdict a disgrace.
This is another scam. It's a political witch hunt. And somehow we're going to have to fight this stuff. We cannot let our country go into this abyss. This is disgraceful.
Now, because this was a civil case, Trump has not been convicted of a crime and faces no prison time. A new report on inflation is due out in just about 30 minutes. It could show prices are still rising. The Consumer Price Index for April, 8:30 is when it comes out. It'll show where prices stand for gas, groceries, other day-to-day items. Economic experts think today's report will show inflation is not cooling off as quickly as many would wish. And that could mean the Federal Reserve could raise interest rates again next month. Another key indicator is the Producer Price Index. That's due out tomorrow.
A local school employee won't be on campus today after a video circulating online appears to show a violent altercation with a student. In this video, you could see a staff member at Hillside High School in Durham trying to restrain the student and the student kicking her in the face. We haven't seen any video of what led up to this altercation. Hillside High School's principal sent out a letter to families yesterday saying this afternoon there appeared to be an altercation between an employee and a student in our gymnasium. One of our employees has been suspended with pay until that investigation is completed.
It is not a game day for the Carolina Hurricanes, but what a game they had. A big win in game four over New Jersey last night. The Canes exploded. 5 goals in the second period last night, and that did the trick. They pulled away for a 6-1 win over the Devils. Carolina now has a commanding 3-1 lead in the best-of-seven series. Head coach Rod Brind'Amour commended his team for not losing focus after falling behind 1-0 last night.
Good job of refocusing all the time, all year. We've done that. So tough start. They capitalized on a mistake we made, and that's what they do. So we got to, you know, we limited that was the rest of the game, and that was the key.
It's always a hard thing to do, but the Canes can put this one away against the Devils in Game 5 tomorrow night at PNC Arena. They can close them out. Puck drops at 7 o'clock for that. Coming up on Fox 50 in our next hour, the Stanley Cup. We'll have the actual cup, 9 o'clock in our studio. Be sure you want to stick around for that.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Well, people who live in Chapel Hill may see their tax bill going up in the coming year. The interim town manager's 2024 budget recommendation includes a 5-cent increase in the tax rate. Chris Blue says the town needs the additional revenue to keep pace with basic services. He'll present the recommendation at tonight's town council, which starts at 7.
We're getting ready for a busy summer travel season. Up next, we'll take a look at what AAA is predicting in the air and on the roads.
Don't say it three times. Beetlejuice 2 has been confirmed. Details on when it will hit theaters.
And the forecast today is going to be fantastic. We have temperatures climbing into the 70s. Tomorrow it's going to be warmer, but rain chances will build in Mother's Day weekend. Coming up, I'll show you the best time frame we can see showers and thunderstorms develop Saturday and Sunday.
And this is a live look at 8:14 this morning down Salem Street in Apex. The peak of good living is getting some good sunshine right now as you watch WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Now, Peter Shearwood in the WRL Severe Weather Center with what's ahead today.
We are going to see amazing conditions into the afternoon. If you don't have plans to get outside and maybe go for a nice long walk, why not? We have low humidity in place and a ton of sunshine will be around for the afternoon. Highs will be in the 70s today. Then tomorrow, temperatures warming into the 80s. We have increasing rain chances for the weekend. Some showers and thunderstorms will be possible. I do want to get straight to it, into the weekend. We are going to see dry conditions on Saturday morning, but look at those rain chances building in as we head into the evening hours. Some showers and perhaps some thunderstorms will be possible Sunday night, leading into midnight around Sunday, and then gradual clearing by the time we head into Sunday morning. We are going to watch for some showers and perhaps some thunderstorms that could develop across the west into the south, leading into the afternoon once again on Sunday. This version of Futurecast really backing off on that potential for us to see rain on Sunday, but we cannot rule out the chance just yet. Stay tuned to the forecast as we get closer and closer. We'll have additional model runs that will help us understand what exactly is going to happen into the weekend. As of now, 40% chance for showers and thunderstorms late Saturday. Rain chances are a little bit lower into Sunday. But if you're heading out to any graduation ceremonies for this weekend, the forecast is looking good for the graduates. Maybe you're heading to Meredith College, 65 around 8:30. Fayetteville State University, 71 for the 9 o'clock ceremony, and 75 at Shaw University as those students get ready to walk the stage at 10 a.m. We are going to see comfortable conditions as well Sunday morning. Duke and UNC graduations should be dry, temperatures in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mother's Day, temperature is going to be warm into the 80s, looking at a high temperature of 87 degrees. And again, we could see some scattered showers and thunderstorms to the south and west. Looking live at Lake Gaston, this is a place to be, right? This morning, it's gorgeous out there. Already saw a boat out on the lake. Temperatures, if you want to get outside, will be in the 70s around 11 o'clock, 77 for the afternoon high. Mostly sunny conditions around, low humidity. It's going to feel nice, but Temperatures tomorrow into the lower 80s again, 88 on Saturday, 87 on Sunday, and turning unsettled. Brian?
It is 8:17. Breaking news right now in Raleigh. We have confirmed what's causing the big delays on inbound Glenwood Avenue. Just got a picture from our general manager here of a tree down on Glenwood Avenue just before you get to the Oberlin Road area. This is just beyond Lake Boone Trail. So this would be the inbound lanes, and you can see where that tree is blocking it. Traffic getting turned around there. There's also a report of a crash in that area, but of course the big issue right now is that fallen tree. Backups begin around 440. If you're trying to get between 440 and the north side, at least, of Central Raleigh, consider using Wade Avenue as a better alternate route. Still seeing some delays on 40 eastbound, leaving Chapel Hill, heading into South Durham. Those backups now begin between 54 and the 751 interchange. That crash is reported between 885 and Davis Drive, and it looked like things were starting to clear up a little bit a few minutes ago, but now traffic's starting to build back with the delays up to 19 minutes now on 40 eastbound. Consider using 54 as a good alternate route, perhaps, out of Chapel Hill. That could save you some time heading toward the 55 interchange. Around the rest of the triangle, some backups on 40 westbound between Hammond Road out toward the Gorman Street interchange, and 540 westbound slowing down a little bit between Lewisburg Road and Capitol Boulevard.
Thank you, Brian. We're learning new information this morning about the tow truck driver who was killed when a bus rolled on top of him. The president of Towing and Recovery Professionals of NC identified the victim as John Andrews from East Coast Towing. We're told the tragedy happened in Raleigh on Tuesday afternoon on Kirkland Drive while he was on the job. You can see investigators surrounding the unoccupied private bus and wrecker involved in that accident.
John was a unique individual. He was always willing to help anybody and everybody. He was the type of person that would give you literally the shirt off of his back.
And Carrie also told us that Andrews loved the towing industry and the people in it. Raleigh police say Andrews' death is not suspicious.
People in Chapel Hill are mourning the loss of a police officer who served their community for 19 years. Authorities say Officer Mike Minear died in a crash in Chatham County. The Highway Patrol says he was driving down Highway 421 Monday. He crashed into a log truck in his personal vehicle. It was stopped in one of the lanes. We're told Officer Minear died at that scene. He was 55 years old.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, Johnston County jury convicted this woman yesterday of murder. Daisy Martinez was found guilty of stabbing her live-in boyfriend, Martin Garcia, to death. This happened back in April of 2021. The judge then sentenced her to life in prison without the possibility of parole. We also checked our records and found out Martinez was also charged back in 2017 with negligent child abuse.
Tucker Carlson is back, and this time on Twitter.
Starting soon, we'll be bringing a new version of the show we've been doing for the last 6.5 years to Twitter. We bring some other things, too, which we'll tell you about. But for now, we're just grateful to be here. Free speech is the main right that you have. Without it, you have no others. See you soon.
Carlson tweeted this 3-minute-long video last night. In it, he criticized the mainstream media for allegedly lying to the public, telling viewers, quote, you are being manipulated. Carlson also said Twitter is not a partisan site and is one of the few remaining that allow free speech. The announcement comes just weeks after Carlson was fired from his primetime spot on Fox News. Well, get ready to have a lot of company when it comes to your summer travel plans. AAA is predicting a huge surge in summer travel, and the Auto Club says it's time to nail down those plans now. A new report out this morning from AAA shows more than half of North Carolinians surveyed plan to take summer vacation, but only a fraction have already finalized those plans. Beach destinations are the most popular summer getaway spots. You'll also have a lot of company on the roads. Most people surveyed plan to take a road trip, and keep in mind gas prices peak in the spring and tend to fluctuate during the summer.
In today's Hollywood Minute, details on a sequel you'll want to scream about. David Daniel explains.
It's showtime.
Beetlejuice is returning to theaters. Warner Brothers has announced Beetlejuice 2 will open September 6, 2024. Director Tim Burton and star Michael Keaton are returning, with Jenna Ortega playing the daughter of Winona Ryder's character from the 1988 original.
Three massive megs and who knows what else have escaped the breach.
just hope it goes better than last time.
What happened last time?
You don't want to know.
Warner also dropped the first trailer for another sequel, Meg 2, The Trench. Jason Statham returns to face off against more massive, merciless megalodons when the follow-up to 2018's The Meg arrives August 4th.
It's grown quite a lot.
Robert De Niro could be talking about his family. The 79-year-old Oscar-winning actor announced he's fathered his seventh child. De Niro made the surprise comment in an interview with ET Canada. No details on the mother or the baby were available. His six other children are with three previous partners. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
And we're getting closer to a serious deadline in D.C. and no closer, really, to a solution. When President Biden and GOP lawmakers plan to meet again as the U.S. inches closer to defaulting on its debts.
And the Carolina Hurricanes are resting up ahead of Game 5 against the New Jersey Devils. We'll have highlights from last night's winner next.
They're going to keep fighting away, and they score! Five. These playoffs from Martinook, who has another point. Burns scores! A try!
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Wednesday morning. It's 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. Traffic anchor Brian Schrader, also meteorologist Brian Schrader, checking out some accidents on the road this morning, Brian.
We got a mess right now inside the Beltline in Raleigh. Some breaking news on Glenwood Avenue. A tree is down, blocking both of the inbound lanes between Lake Boone Trail and Oberlin Road. Heavy delays this morning begin before you get to 440, so all the way back around Crabtree Valley Mall. Not sure when they're going to be able to get all of those lanes open on Glenwood Avenue, so consider using Wade Avenue as a good alternate route from the Beltline there in the west part of Raleigh. Also, look out for a crash in South Durham on 40 eastbound between 885 and Davis Drive. You can see those heavy delays starting to build there. A 13-minute slowdown coming in from Chapel Hill.
And we have a lot of sunshine this morning across our viewing area. Some of our south and western counties still seeing some of those clouds. Those clouds are moving out. Today is going to be a fantastic day to head outside. Our temperatures are cooler this morning compared to yesterday morning around this time. 59 degrees in Raleigh and Durham. And come this afternoon, we're talking about the 70s with sunshine to dish around for all of us. 72 for the lunch hour if you want to dine outside. 77 for our afternoon high. It is shaping up to be a beautiful day. Michelle?
All right, thanks, PETA. People in Warren County are waking up to a big mess today after their severe weather hit their community hard. This is video from Macon. The district issued a two-hour delay overnight for students and teachers. Coming up next on Fox 50, details on where Governor Roy Cooper will travel today to try and rally support for his veto of a bill banning most abortions after 12 weeks.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Happening right now in Warren County, crews are working to get power restored after a storm rolled through last night. Coming up, we'll show you the damage.
And I'm following breaking news in Raleigh. A tree is blocking lanes on a very busy road right now, seeing some huge delays. I'll tell you which exit to avoid on the Beltline.
And we're starting to see sunshine for this morning. Coming up, I'll show you how much cooler we'll get for this afternoon compared to yesterday.
Governor Cooper is working to muster enough support from some Republican lawmakers as he plans to veto the abortion bill. Just ahead, a look at where he's stopping today and more on this campaign.
And the Carolina Hurricanes bounce back in a huge way in New Jersey. Their high-scoring night has them one win away from the next round. They didn't score one goal last night. They didn't score two. They didn't score three. They scored six goals last night for that win. That was so exciting.
Yeah, five of them just like that in the second period, too.
Oh, my gosh. It was really crazy. Good. Yeah.
Really nice turnaround there. Alongside Michelle McConaughey, I'm Jeff Hogan. It's great to have you with us here. We have a calmer day out here today. And Peter Sherwood in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look at Lake Gaston. It's beautiful.
With this type of forecast, I mean, you just want to head out to the lake. And if you can't head out to the lake, you're going to work, go ahead and open up the windows. It is going to be fantastic for this afternoon. We're seeing sunshine out there at Lake Gaston. Currently 59 degrees in Raleigh and Durham, 63 in Southern Pines and Fayetteville. And when we look at the numbers compare it to yesterday around this time, temperatures are 12 degrees cooler in the Triangle. But this afternoon, highs will only reach the upper 70s. That's where we should be for this time of the year. It's going to feel like a nice spring day with sunshine. 72 by the lunch hour, 77 for our high. Evening temperatures in the lower 70s and 60s. We are tracking rain chances to increase as we head into the weekend. Coming up, we'll take a look at those chances and how much we could see. Brian?
Peter, it is 8:32, and we're following breaking news in Raleigh right now. We have a downed tree on Glenwood Avenue between Lake Boone Trail and Oberlin Road, and apparently all of the inbound lanes are closed right now. You can see that picture showing the two inbound lanes blocked with that tree. Not sure when they're going to be able to get all of this cleared, but on the sensors, you can see those heavy delays on eastbound or inbound Glenwood Avenue beginning all the way back around the Creedmoor Road intersection by Crabtree Valley Mall through 440 out toward Glen Eden and Lake Boone Trail. By the time you get to Oberlin Road, that's on the other side of the tree, so everything's flowing freely from there. Also seeing some heavy delays on Lake Boone and Glen Eden in that area. Need to avoid using the Glenwood Avenue exit off 440 trying to get back into downtown Raleigh. Consider using Wade Avenue as a better route to get out toward Glenwood Avenue and Oberlin Road and into that area around the Five Points community on the north side of downtown Raleigh. We're working to learn more about that situation out there and when they're going to be able to get everything opened. As we take a look at South Durham, seeing some delays on 40 eastbound coming in from Chapel Hill with a crash reported on 40 east right around the Davis Drive interchange. You can see the backups from 885 out toward Davis Drive. Overall, we're looking at a 13-minute delay from 15501. Consider using 54 to Highway 55 as a good alternate route.
Thank you, Brian. People across our area are waking up to a big mess today after severe weather hit their communities hard. A powerful storm took down trees and caused other damage, as you can see in both of these videos here. The storm dropped large hail as it passed through as well. You can see that in the video from Nash County. One of the places hit hardest was Warren County, where people are waking up to power outages and down trees, and schools are on a two-hour delay. WRL's Naya Hardin has a look at that damage.
Crews have been working throughout the night trying to get power restored. Let me step out of the way to show you what things are looking like here as to why they're having to do that. You have downed trees just like this. You can see this one, most of the tree down here, as they are working on these type of trees that have landed on power lines here. So they've been working to get power restored. They had restored quite a bit of customers' power, but they still have at least another 50 or so to go, according to Duke Energy when we last checked. Now, we know also that there were some businesses that were impacted. You had Macon Auto Sales that had glass hit by the storm last night. The owner even telling us he found some hail against the side of his building. We're still working to learn when this is all going to be cleaned up. We'll keep you updated. Naya Hardin, WRL News in Macon.
The future of abortion rights in North Carolina is on the line this week. Governor Roy Cooper is traveling the state trying to rally support for his veto of a bill banning most abortions after 12 weeks. WRL's Laura Levine explains the feedback doctors and advocates are sharing.
Governor Cooper plans to veto the abortion bill this Saturday. Today, he's traveling to Wilmington. For a second day in a row, he will push Republican lawmakers to uphold their campaign promises. Get a look at some of this video. This is from his visit in Davidson, which is just outside of Charlotte. The first stop on his campaign where supporters, patients, and doctors held a discussion. They talked about the details of the bill and how it might affect women who need to terminate their pregnancy. Today, he will hold a similar meeting at Cape Fear Community College. This campaign is an effort to muster enough support to uphold his expected veto. As the governor has said, all he needs is one lawmaker to flip their vote.
There is information in here that Even the doctors don't understand what it means. That's a problem. And you're going to put that into law?
So today's event and discussion is set for 11:30 this morning. WREL will live stream the event on WREL.com. Laura Levine, WREL News, Raleigh.
Here's some of what else is in the abortion bill. It would require multiple in-person medical visits for people looking to get an abortion. Patients would need to give more personal information to doctors who then have to report it to the state. And doctors could be fined or lose their license if they fail to comply with the law.
A live look now at the nation's capital. President Biden plans to meet with top congressional leaders again later this week as they work toward a deal to raise the debt ceiling to avoid economic turmoil. Biden met with the majority and minority leaders of the House and Senate yesterday at the White House. They're trying to break the political deadlock about the debt limit. The nation could default on its debts as early as June 1st if no deal is reached. House leader Kevin McCarthy is demanding massive cuts to government spending. Biden says that's not an option.
He's proposed deep cuts that I believe are going to hurt American families. Millions of Americans relying on Medicaid for their health care would be at risk of losing that.
Everybody in this meeting reiterated the positions they were at. I didn't see any new movement.
Experts predict a default could lead to millions of job losses and a direct hit to Americans' investments.
And breaking here in the WREL Live Center, the highly anticipated consumer price index report just dropped within the last 7 minutes. And you can see the headlines right here on CNBC. Inflation rising 4.9% in April. And even though that's less than what analysts were expecting, it still points to the fact that inflation is cooling, but not cooling as much as people would hope. Of course, the CPI tracks what we pay for groceries and gas and other day-to-day items. It's also a key measure that the Federal Reserve looks at when it meets to decide whether or not interest rates are likely. And when the Feds meet next month, they will be looking at this data to determine if yet another interest rate hike could be possible.
All right, thanks, Ken. The Carolina Hurricanes are enjoying a day off today after a big win in Game 4 over New Jersey last night. The Canes exploded for 5 goals in the second period last night, pulling away for a 6-1 win over the New Jersey Devils. Carolina now has a 3-1 lead in the best-of-7 series. They can put the Devils away in Game 5 tomorrow night at PNC. Puck drop for that game will be at 7 o'clock. And coming up in the next hour on Fox 50, the actual Stanley Cup will be here at WREL, so make sure to stick with us.
New guidance for when women should schedule breast cancer screenings. Why health experts say 40 years of age may be the best time now to start getting exams.
And advocates for sexual abuse victims react to the case against former President Donald Trump. The hope they have that it will give more women the courage to come forward.
And it is a cooler start to our day this morning as you take a look outside at our WREL gardens right behind the studios here. Meteorologist Peter Sherwood will join us after the break with an hour-by-hour look at the forecast where you live.
Welcome back on your Wednesday morning. Starting off really beautiful. It feels so good out there. It's going to be really the story for the rest of the day. Meteorologist Peter Sherwood here. You are tracking some weekend rain, Peter, but it's Wednesday, so we're going to focus on Wednesday.
Right. Wednesday today, get outside, low humidity, a lot of sunshine, highs in the 70s. It really doesn't get any better than that. Then once we head into tomorrow, temperatures will head into the 80s and rain chances are expected to pick up for the weekend. Some showers and thunderstorms will be possible. Let's talk about the weekend. We are going to start the day on Saturday dry. After 5 o'clock, some showers and thunderstorms could begin to move in. That will linger into midnight. Gradual clearing possible by Sunday morning around 6. We expect a lot of cloud cover around. Rain chances are going to pick up again as we head into the afternoon and evening across our south and western counties on Sunday. And we do anticipate better rain chances leading into Monday. But if you do have plans for this weekend, keep in mind, as of now, it is not going to be a washout. So you guys should still be good to go, especially if you have to head to some graduation ceremonies. That rain picking up late on Saturday, and we have another chance of seeing some showers and perhaps thunderstorms on Sunday, but that probability is lower. As we take a look at the forecast for graduation ceremonies across the viewing area on Saturday, we expect 65 for Meredith College at 8:30. Fayetteville State University graduation at 9 o'clock on Saturday, 71 for the temperature then, 75 for Shaw University graduation at 10 a.m. Congratulations to all the graduates, and we didn't forget about you guys out there at Duke and UNC on Sunday. Temperatures expected in the upper 60s and lower 70s for the start of those events. We will make it to 87 degrees on Sunday. With that chance of showers and thunderstorms, it is going to be a very warm day for all the moms. Looking live again at Lake Gaston, sunshine for this morning, this afternoon, if you want to get outside and go for a walk, or maybe you want to take your workout plans outdoors, we'll be at 72 by 12 o'clock, 75 at 2, 77 for the high. Evening temperatures in the lower 70s, cooling off to 68 degrees by 8 p.m. Our 7-day forecast is just showing us that big warm up into the next several days. 88 degrees on Saturday, 87 on Sunday, but notice the unsettled conditions that are expected to move in. So get outside today, Brian.
All right, it is 8:45. We're still following this breaking news inside the Beltline in Raleigh with a tree that has fallen across Glenwood Avenue right around Lake Boone Trail. I want to take you to live pictures from the scene as they work to get this mess cleared. Both of those inbound lanes are blocking. You see where traffic is being diverted. People making a U-turn there at Edinburgh, and also people are being diverted onto that side street there. That is where they are working to get that tree cleared. No estimate yet on when that's going to be cleared, and traffic will be flowing freely on those inbound lanes of Glenwood Avenue, but definitely you want to avoid that Beltline 440 Glenwood Avenue exit coming in from the mall. The backups right now on inbound Glenwood begin all the way back around the Creedmoor Road intersection and extend down to just before you get to Oberlin Road. Consider using Wade Avenue or Capitol Boulevard as good alternate routes between 440 and the Beltline this morning.
All right, thanks, Brian. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and if you're still looking for that perfect gift, look no further. We have you covered. WREL lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with us this morning with some easy ideas to celebrate mom this weekend. Everybody likes easy, right, Kathy? Let's start with the easy craft idea.
It's all about the easy. Okay, if mom loves flowers, she might enjoy a bouquet of paper flowers. That's also doubles as a fan. We have some instructions for this craft on WRL.com's family section right now. It's a paper bouquet. And we have another craft, too. It's great for mom. It's thumbprint flowers. Kids get to use their little thumbprints. It's great for the kids. They can have their finger paint, but also mom gets a nice little keepsake.
I think my mom still has all of mine from when I was little, so that's a really cute idea. What about some homemade treats for mom?
You could always do something sweet for mom. We have 9 different breakfast recipes on WRL.com's family section. One of my favorites is from Flower Power. They show us how to make monkey bread. We also have a French toast recipe and tons of pancake recipes.
That sounds really good. So after you make mom breakfast in bed, where are you going to take her?
Well, you could always take her to a really nice garden. Local gardens are in bloom right now, so you got the Raleigh Rose Garden or even the WRAL Azalea Gardens this weekend. You could also do a little picnic and go somewhere like Dick's Park and just take care of mom.
Yeah, mom just wants some tender loving care, maybe some breakfast in bed, a homemade card. You can't go wrong. Some great ideas, Kathy. Thank you so much. And to see the full list, go to WRAL.com and search the keyword family.
And y'all are talking about Mother's Day, right? A report shows that people are planning to spend big this year, according to the National Retail Federation. Shoppers are planning to spend over $35 billion collectively this Mother's Day. It's up about $4 billion compared to the record high set last year. The report adds that on average, people will spend about $274 per person.
New guidance for women regarding breast cancer screenings. A federal health task force now suggests that women should start screening at age 40 instead of 50. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force is proposing the change. Groups including the American Cancer Society already recommend mammograms for women in their 40s. And the proposal from the task force is for all people assigned female at birth, including transgender men.
This morning, we're getting more information about what Donald Trump's sexual abuse verdict means for women who might have previously been too afraid to come forward in their own cases. WRL's Chris Levengood spoke with Monika Johnson-Hostler with the North Carolina Coalition Against Sexual Assault. She says she was surprised by the outcome, given this case goes back 27 years, and how there is a tendency also for some people to not believe victims. Johnson-Hostler says for victims of sexual abuse, going to court is not about the money. She says civil court is often the option women have to hold their abuser accountable. Now, because bringing criminal charges requires more than what you might see in Hollywood TV shows.
Survivors can be seen and heard, and sometimes the alternatives that for accountability that we know through the court system doesn't work for us, and it could take a long time. I do hope all survivors see and hear this as a place of, if they choose to come forward, and especially walking through a process that could take this long, that outcomes are possible.
Johnson-Hostler says last year, statewide, her organization received more than 11,000 calls to their sexual abuse hotline. If you've been abused, she says she sees you, she hears you, and nccasa.org has resources to help you.
We are just weeks away from another candidate throwing their hat into the North Carolina gubernatorial race. Former Congressman Mark Walker is expected to announce his run later this month. That's according to a political advisor. Walker, who is a Republican, served three terms in Congress and ran an unsuccessful Senate run last year. His official announcement is set for May 20th. Our teacher of the week can tell a lot by a student's smile. WRL's Brian Schrader talks with a Wayne County teacher who knows when it's time to call the tooth fairy.
Sadie Simmons is known around Goldsboro as the dentist. After 45 years of teaching kindergartners at Rosewood Elementary, she has pulled a lot of teeth.
I can just look at a child's mouth when they're talking and just say, "Oh, your tooth is loose." And I'll say, "Come see me in a few days." And then I pull their teeth.
She started as an assistant for a Wayne County summer reading program many years ago, and then she decided to become a teacher. That was in 1978.
I actually have former students who are now teaching here at the school with me.
Decades of providing students with the foundation they need to succeed in school and in life.
And I'm still learning and still growing, and I still enjoy being with the students every single day.
And Simmons is not done yet.
I've signed up for another year. It's 180 days. I can do 180 days and be proud at the end of those 180 days that my students have done well.
Sadie Simmons is WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
Her students will be very excited she's on for another 180 days. You can look for all of our honor teachers and nominate a teacher you'd like us to recognize. Go to WRAL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
MTV News says that's a wrap. It is officially going off the air. The iconic decades-long program is shutting down as Paramount scales back. The company announced the move Tuesday, saying it's slashing its workforce by 25%. A classic movie and movie venue is preparing to reopen under new ownership in Raleigh. Bill Peebles retired after owning Rialto for decades, and now Raleigh native Hayes Permar is stepping in as new owner. He plans to keep the same spirit with classic films and live music. Permar says he wants to bring it back to its heyday.
Everyone has a Rialto story. Like when I started talking to bands about bringing live music back here, every one of them had a story about a concert they came to see here.
The size. Movie. Permar has not announced an opening date, though he said he expects for it to be sometime this summer. We can't wait.
Yeah. The North Carolina Zoo also announced the addition of not one, but two litters of critically endangered red wolf pups. How sweet. The first litter born to parents Marsh and Roan has three pups, and the second litter born to Denali and May has six. You can see all the new babies in this video as they receive their 24-hour checkup. Oh, my goodness. The staff says they'll continue to get those checks every 2 weeks to make sure they're healthy and hydrated. Well, a new breed is the top dog at the prestigious Westminster Dog Show. Buddy Holly is the best in show this year at Westminster. He's a Petite Basset Griffin Vendine, or PBGV for short. He's the first of his breed ever to win at the show. His handler says he's everything a PGBV should be. He's hard-headed, stubborn, and happy. So congratulations to that pup. All right, before we go to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.